Storytel presents The Black Water by Margit Sanomo. Part 46 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Deep in thought, Nathaniel gazed over the valley of the Ice People. The rest of the world lay outside the valley, he thought, and nobody in the whole wide world knew that the hour of destiny was drawing frighteningly near. If we can't save the world now, we never will. The task seemed to be far worse than they had reckoned with. Honestly, it seemed hopeless. Tengel the Evil was in the valley now. He was on his way towards them, and he had every chance of reaching them because they couldn't get across here. Perhaps Tangil might, Nathaniel thought grimly. Nathaniel knew that this was his task. Marco had carried out his. Tove and Ian could only serve as supporters, and Gabriel only as an observer. The final struggle against Tengel the Evil, the race to his hidden vessel of water, the fight for the well-being of the world, was Nathaniel's task and nobody else's. The clouds hung heavily over the earth up here on the mountain heights. The valley lay frozen down below. The crater in front of Nathaniel seethed and bubbled. Otherwise, not a sound could be heard. It was obvious that they couldn't reach the vessel along this route. Over the centuries, the presence of the black water of evil had infected the surrounding countryside so badly that everything was ruined, sick, and scarred. The gaping, steaming hole in the ground showed where the vessel lay, but the earth around it trembled in sickly colors. Nobody could put a foot on that ground. Everything looked like a bottomless bog of atrocities.
How about dropping a few drops of the clear water on the ground? Suggested Tova.
We can't spare it, Nathaniel replied. We must go easy on the water right up until its final purpose. Is there anything left of yours, Marco? Or did you have to use it all on Lynx? He didn't want to be reminded about the terrible, unfathomable thing that had happened to that man. I have a few drops left, said Marco. A quarter of the bottle, perhaps.